I think, yes, the most dramatic example of that was Svedberg developing the ultracentrifuge. And, I have remember very well a seminar that Svedberg gave us. And it was just about 1930. He had been developing, he started developing the ultracentrifuge around 1920, maybe a little earlier. It was, of course, a formidable project to develop a centrifuge that would give these very, very high angular velocities and also have an optical system in which you could observe what was going on in the machine. It was quite a few years that it took him to develop this. He was in the rather early stages of the development when Dr. Cohn came to visit him about 1920 or so. Cohn had was just after the First World War. Cohn had got into work on proteins and had he got a fellowship from the National Research Council who allowed him to go abroad and study with Sorensen in Copenhagen, who was then the director of the Carlsberg Laboratory. And then before he came back to the United States, Cohn, having heard about Svedberg working on the development of the ultracentrifuge, he went talked to Svedberg about this, and in this seminar in 1930 that Svedberg gave us when he visited Cohn's lab, he began by recalling this visit from Cohn 10 years earlier, and he said, we had a discussion then, and we disagreed, because I said that I expected when I got, he said I was very eager to study proteins in my ultracentrifuge as soon as it was working properly. And he said, I expected to find that they would, a preparation of almost any protein would give a very diffuse boundary corresponding to molecules of various sizes. And Cohn disagreed with me and said, I predict that you'll find that they are really very homogeneous in size if you prepared your proteins properly.
Mm-hmm.
And Svedberg, who first took up hemoglobin, before that was the first one he studied, said, of course, I very soon found that Cohn was right and I was wrong. And then he became one of the most ardent advocates of the view that these proteins were real, genuine molecules.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, in fact, I remember there was a conference on protein structure involving Rinch, among other people. Conference held by the Royal Society in London in 1938, in which Svedberg said emphatically, I believe the proteins are true molecules with a definite structure, and I think if you alter a single atom, you may be able to detect the difference.
Huh.